Wisconsin football to say this has been an eventful year is an understatement. This group has had to process coaching changes and matters far bigger than the sport itself. However, through it all, the Badgers have earned the right to play in a 13th game. Wisconsin is bowling for the 21st consecutive season, extending the longest run going in the Big Ten Conference. Yes, there will be key players missing on both sides tonight, but there will be a football game, and head coach Luke Fickell is eager to see it.
I think that gets lost in today's world, right? When you see guys and too much of the focus on guys that you don't have as opposed to the guys that you do have. And there's a lot of guys that this will end their, you know, college career, and maybe even their football career being the last opportunity they have to play. And that's what I respect as much as anything. And that's why, more than anything, we kind of focus on, okay, what do we need to do to be successful? And success is winning a football game.
From Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The Coles pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to 10. 10 to 10.
10 to 5.
Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Welcome to the Badger pregame show.
Well, and we welcome you to the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix, Arizona, where, of course, at this time of year, it is already dark. The roof panels are, the outside panels above what would be the outfield here are open, but the roof is closed tonight. 67 degrees is the current temperature here in downtown Phoenix, and Wisconsin and Oklahoma State kick off just after 9:15 Central Time. Tonight's an end and a continuation, and for that matter, a beginning for Wisconsin football, ending a tormenting season that included multiple coaching changes and lost trophy games. Still good enough to continue a bowl streak that now stands at 21 years with tonight's spot in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl opposite Oklahoma State. That's the third longest active streak in the country, trailing only Georgia and Oklahoma. And it's a beginning as well. The Luke Fickell era of Wisconsin football officially began on Sunday, November 27th, as the 31st head coach in Badger football history. And there's a lot to unpack. We welcome in the game analyst Mike Lucas to the Valley of the Sun and in Phoenix. Luke, this is so interesting. Bowl games are always peculiar in that you don't specifically know what you're going to get. Teams change quite a bit in that 4 or 5 week span between when they last played. But this is even more so than normal.
Definitely so. This is an opt-out bowl. So many players leaving via the portal. When was the last time you heard of a game being staged without the starting quarterbacks?
On either side.
Yes.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's a matter now of who wants it a little bit more. I mean, that's been the tone set, at least in Madison, by the players and the coaches, that you just have to really want to be here. And that a lot of times boils down to many bowls that aren't top tier. Who wants to be there a little bit more? Who wants to add that one more victory to their season total? Certainly, you alluded to it. This has been a year of turmoil for Wisconsin's program, transition. John Torchio yesterday at media availability pointed out to someone who maybe wasn't quite up to date on what was happening. He said, you realize we have played for three different head coaches this year, don't you?
This year. Yes. Yes.
This year.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, so one of the peculiar notes of this one is that Luke Fickell is going to be on the sideline and on headset and coaching. There are new coaches that are with bowl teams that they have been interviewed during the bowl game back in the coaching office, not even on site. So this is a unique setup with Luke Fickell on this sideline for a team he didn't coach all year.
And Fickell discussed it a little bit yesterday. About his role, because people are curious, what's your role? Are you going to be calling plays? Are you going to be putting thumbs down on plays you don't like? He essentially said that, no, he's there to observe more than anything else, which is pretty much how he's handled the practices back in Madison. He's walked the middle of the field, gone to different position groups, observed. He wants to jumpstart his program, which is this program, Wisconsin, by getting to know the players better. He feels like this trip, the bowl trip in particular, will help him getting to know the families of the players better. So there's a plan. I mean, Fickell's always had a plan. Anybody who knows anything about him, he's got a plan for setting up his program in Madison. And tonight we'll find out a little bit more about how he's handled the sideline to whatever degree. And I don't anticipate him doing a whole lot. I mean, that's what he kind of voiced yesterday.
Sure.
That he'll be there. Maybe support as much as anything else.
Will he give a nod on a fourth and short if you're going to send out the punt team or go for it?
Again, we go back to what he said so far, more so than anything else, because we don't have a definitive answer on who Luke Fickell really is. Not in this situation, who does? Maybe he doesn't either, and he's kind of alluded to that. But he's going to let the coaches who've been around with this team since the start of the year make the tough decisions.
Yeah, and I mean, you alluded to
in other words, Jim Leonard.
And he
pointed that out yesterday. He said, Jim Leonard, this is his job, and this is his group of players, and so there would be any tough decisions made during the ballgame, it'll be made by Jimmy Leonard.
There's always emotion when a season ends, and for these players, and Torchio, you referred to him alluding to it yesterday. All the coaches on the sideline tonight, with the exception of Luke Fickell, who we just talked about, they're not going to be coaching these guys.
No, they won't.
Tomorrow. And for all these players, that's a really unique and at some level has to be an emotional view of running out of the tunnel and leaving the field when it's all done tonight.
And again, Fickell addressed that before the team left for Phoenix. And I'm right with him based on what I saw during the practices at the McLean facility. These guys really were very businesslike, and I mean by these guys, all the coaches who will not be returning to this program. They handled it about as professionally, civilly as you could possibly handle a situation like this. That's a credit to them, really is, to their strength, their belief in themselves, and that they will be coaching again very shortly, just someplace else.
Someplace
and they
else.
Also, I think, let's not forget, they feel like they owe something to the players. And there's not one coach on the staff who would take a step back for his own. You know, if he was angry about how this has all come down or not, he could still be angry, but don't cheat the players.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be the mindset, the attitude that I picked up from a number of the assistants.
Mike, on the field, there's also upheaval. No Nick Herbig, no Keanu Benton. There are a lot of the offensive line is in a state of shuffle, which it seems to have been in all year long. How about on the field, and who needs to step up in
Graham
those
Mertz,
roles?
You mentioned that.
Yeah, I missed on him. I was going to get there.
I understand. I think that the team has had some time to absorb the losses. And I think most players understand why those players aren't with them tonight. And it's the same for Oklahoma State, given the number of players that have moved on. This is the new blueprint. This is the new format.
Yeah.
As we move forward with bowls, even some of the major bowls are missing key players who've decided that they don't want to play and opted out. Just get ready for it. This is our new college football world, okay? And you just have to evolve accordingly. I mean, that's the most important thing now for everybody. And I think it really had something to do with even how Chris McIntosh viewed the hiring of Luke Fickell, that there needed to be an evolution with the Wisconsin football program.
How does this game shake out differently with either Chase Wolf or Miles Burkett? And is there a different strength for Burkett when he's in the game? Are they similar enough? Like you've been at practice, what have you noticed?
The one thing I've liked about Burkett from the first day he practiced at Wisconsin, he seems confident when the play is off script, off schedule. He made a lot of plays in high school at Franklin, led a team to a state championship, 14-0 team. And he's very comfortable moving outside the pocket and doing some things on the perimeter of the offense, just making it happen by extending plays. I think Chase Wolfe at one time in high school was the same way, but he's now 43 years old, and so he's lost a little bit of his quickness. No, in all seriousness, the fact of the matter is, Chase had surgery the Monday before the season opener for a little meniscus damage, and, you know, it took him a long time to get back.
Yeah.
His first game back, or at least when he was available, was for Maryland. So I don't know where he is physically. He has more experience, obviously, than Burkett. The players seem to believe in Chase. No easy situation, is it? Put your backup quarterback, who isn't even your backup for most of the year, install him as your starter going into this game.
So you would assume, be careful on that, you would...
Yeah, don't assume anything.
Right. You would view it that everybody who plays Wisconsin this year has said, and for a couple of years now, we're going to try and stop the run. We're going to take an extra player and bring him up into the box, 8-9 guys in the box, and try and take away that even more so tonight, right?
And here's something to watch. You just write this down.
Okay. I'll make
something to watch early on when Wisconsin's on offense. Let's see if they try to do certain things with, like, RPOs with Chase, if he's the starter, to kind of make sure that Oklahoma State can't take liberties by putting that extra man in the box early on. So just force him to respect some of the things that you can possibly